For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump welcomed a crowd to the South Lawn of the White House for a concert and fireworks to celebrate the 4th of July.
Let us never forget that our freedom has been earned through the blood and sweat and sacrifice of American heroes.
Some cities in the West canceled fireworks displays due to dry conditions, leading to wildfire concerns. A 4th of July protest on Liberty Island led to its evacuation and the arrest of 8 people. One woman who climbed the base of the statue was escorted down by New York City police after a 4-hour standoff. The woman was part of a group called Rise and Resist. The woman said she would not come down until all of the immigrant children have been reunited with their families. Police used harnesses to bring the woman down from the statue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Britain's counterterrorism police chief, Neil Basu, confirmed 2 people are now in critical condition after being in contact with the same nerve agent, Novichok, that a former Russian spy and his daughter were exposed to a few months back.
We can confirm that the man and woman have been exposed to the nerve agent Novichok, which has been identified as the same nerve agent that contaminated both Yulia and Sergei Skripal.
I don't have any intelligence or evidence that they were targeted in any way. There is nothing in their background to suggest that at all.
You might want to check your Facebook block list. Facebook says a bug that operated between May 29th and June 5th may have unblocked your blocked list. Facebook says as many as 800,000 users may have been affected. It's the second bug in a month for the social media platform. In June, a bug caused about 14 million users to post publicly regardless of their settings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Forecasters are keeping a close eye on a weather system off the nation's east coast. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Stormy weather.
The storm is brewing in the Atlantic, and forecasters say it currently has a fairly decent chance of developing into a stronger system. Now located a few hundred miles southeast of Bermuda, the National Hurricane Center says later this week there's a 50% chance it could get more powerful, but it's unclear whether it would pose any threat to land. So far this hurricane season, there's only been one named Atlantic storm, and that was subtropical storm Alberto. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Connecticut man this week was sentenced to 18 months in prison for not retreating when he was attacked by 3 people while he was working at a Dunkin' Donuts shop. "I was defending myself," said Jeffrey Sumter, 21, as he told the judge in a courthouse in Stamford, Connecticut. The judge said he had to sentence him under Connecticut law, which requires attack victims to retreat from attackers. The incident occurred on September 30, 2017, when 3 juveniles went into the Dunkin' Donuts in Norwalk, Connecticut. They started punching him, and the fight moved outside. Sumter then stabbed one of the attackers in the leg. 3 days later, he was charged with first-degree assault and risk of an injury to a minor. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.